This is Stephen Horn, who's the assistant director for Cats, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Tony-winning musical. Missouri State University Theater and Dance Department putting this on starting tonight and running through Monday the 28th in the Craig Hall Coger Theater. And overall director for this, of course, is Sarah Wilcoxon. Now, this has got it. We were talking about what a big show Seven Brides is. This is a huge show, too.
Oh, yes. Absolutely just colossal. We, during the audition process, there was a lot of talk of like, okay, how big are we willing to go with this?
Yeah.
And, you know, we ended up with like a little over 30 cast members on stage, which is just colossal compared to most Missouri State productions. But then with the set and the way everything ended up being laid out, it actually kind of worked out to be the right number of people.
Very iconic show, and basically in a moonlit junkyard at midnight, a clan of cats gathers for their annual Jellicle Ball. This, what happens in the Jellicle Ball each year?
Yes, the Jellicle Ball, we did a lot of just talking amongst ourselves as a ensemble and as a cast, like, okay, what do we think the logistics are? Prescribed in the script, there are a few things we know for sure. During the Jellicle Ball, one cat is brought into the tribe during the initiation, and that is Victoria during this particular production. And then one cat is selected at the end of the ball to go to the Heaviside Lair, which is basically Cat Heaven. And then once they go to the Heaviside Lair, they're then reincarnated as a new cat. And so the show is about who gets initiated, and then there's some sort of interesting things, some twists and turns about who actually gets picked to go to the Heaviside Lair at the end, although I'm sure most people are familiar with the basic idea of what happens.
And I was going to ask you about cat lovers among your cast.
Yes.
Have you got some?
There are some people that, there are a few people that have, you know, cats themselves. But there are definitely some people that love the show as well among us. I know one of our cast members, Morgan Ball, he said, you know, being in Cats was his dream role and all that. And he, I believe he plays Tantamille, and he's one of the twin mystic witch cats that kind of like sees the future among the tribe. So it's, it's a lot of fun.
So who plays Old Deuteronomy?
Yes, Old Deuteronomy is Hayden Hart. He is a BFA musical theater major here. He's a sophomore. Great guy to work with. He has this rich, operatic, classically trained tone that you just really, it's just incredible to hear, honestly.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's music kind of, it doesn't require that, but it helps.
It definitely helps.
And lots of great costumes and choreography for a show like this, no doubt.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We talked about a lot during the process, like, the reason we selected this show was because we wanted it to elevate the department, not just, like, you know, because it would be fun or because we think we have the talent for it, but because we, the costumes and the lighting and the sound and the set, everything is the next level up, and the dancing and the singing, too.
This isn't just a theater company, of course. This is an academic department, and so you're a student, and the people in the cast are students, the people in the band are students, all the crew are students. Mm-hmm. It's a learning experience, and so yes, going to the next step is probably an inevitable part of it and an important part of it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
All right. As assistant director, what is your job during all of this?
Right. So Sarah Wilcoxon actually reached out to me about assistant directing the show, which was interesting because I'd taken a dance class with her before, and she kind of liked some of my analytical thoughts about dance. So she basically put me in charge of like making sure the acting integrity is like secure throughout the show, like talking really in depth with castmates about, okay, what is your like What is your given circumstance here? What is your emotional connection to what's going on? Because the script doesn't provide much. So we had to, you know, come up a lot of that stuff ourselves. So I had to make sure that through line was still steady. I did a lot of research about just cat behavior that I provided the cast with to like, okay, when, you know, when you're in a tomcat duel, this is what that might look like. You know, when you're flirting, this is what that might look like. And just so making sure all that was steady.
You
and,
just don't want people in cat costumes.
Right.
Basically.
It can't just be... You can't just be a person wearing a cat costume.
Right.
We said that you are always both a cat and a person at the same time. So when you're moving around on stage, I don't want to see you moving around like a person would move.
Yes.
You got to move like a cat
would move.
Yes.
Well, all right. The show opens tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And did you do a preview with an audience?
Yeah. We had our soft opening last night for high school workshops and stuff. So it was like pretty much all high schoolers. So our hard opening would be tonight.
Right.
And then we, Sunday night, actually, or Sunday
afternoon.
That show is sold out, I believe.
Okay.
Last I checked. But tickets are still available, limited availability for tonight, Saturday, and Monday.
Those are all 7:30 curtains in Craig Hall Coger Theater. Tickets range from $22 to $24. MSU students with ID can purchase tickets in advance for $16. But you need to do it in advance by calling the Hammonds Hall, or the MSU Tix box office in Hammonds Hall, 836-7678, or go to MissouriStateTix.com. And as you say, Sunday afternoon, maybe... totally sold out, but you can always ask about ticket availability. Cats, Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical, based on T.S. Eliot's Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, tonight through Monday in Craig Hall Coger Theater here at MSU. And Sarah Wilcoxon is the director and choreographer, and Stephen Horn is the assistant director, keeping everybody in line.
Yep.
And it all comes to fruition starting tonight.
That's right.
Again, you can call 836-7678 or visit MissouriStateTix.com to see about ticket availability. As you would expect, a show like this sold quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And
very quickly, yes.
Well, all right, Steve, thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.